Here we go. It is a Football Friday, the Friday Morning Good Time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning to you. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Week one in college football is back, and so is our Pick 6 segment. We will tell you the plays that are getting our money in 20 minutes. More of what to expect this weekend when we bring in Andre Adelson from ESPN. Donkster and Best Bets come your way at 8:40, and welcome to our audience on Stadium. You can stream the final hour of this show on ValleySportsLive.com and the Valley Sports Live app. And before we get to Micah Parsons, yes, we're going to talk about that. We want to remind you, huge weekend coming up. Football Saturday starts with tailgate kickoff on the BetMGM Network. Ryan Horvat is back live at 9 a.m. in the East, breaking down the lines, last-minute injuries, everything you need before the game start. You can watch and stream it anywhere across the BetMGM Network, and your weekend warm-up starts today with BetMGMU. RJ Choppy, Chris Mack, and John Martin set the stage every week on the BetMGM Network YouTube page and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Before we get to college, huge news, a massive trade yesterday in the National Football League. Jerry done lost his mind. Jerry Jones has traded, Micah Parsons to Green Bay. The Cowboys get defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round picks in return. And then Parsons immediately signs a four-year, $188 million contract, $136 million guaranteed. It is the highest non-quarterback contract in NFL history. And Jerry, when talking about this yesterday, didn't even know Micah's name.
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly did, made a commitment to Michael this spring, and paid him.
Okay. That whole press conference, Chelsea, as you know, was just an absolute train wreck. But what is no laughing matter is this pretty incredible reaction from Mark Schlereth at the Fox Sports.
And just absolutely stunned, absolutely shocked. And you know, it's one of these things I said about Jerry Jones, and I've said this a bunch. I'm just like, if any of your other businesses were run this moronically by the guy who ran it, you would run them out of town. You would fire them. It would be unbelievable what you would do, and yet you allow yourself to act like a total moron when it comes to operating your own team. And, you know, I'll disagree with Wanstead, and here's where I'll disagree. I'll tell you, Kenny Clark's a good player. And I'll tell you, you know, two first-rounders, Dallas has been pretty good at drafting first-rounders, okay? I'll tell you all those things. That's great. But have you seen the reaction of the guys who actually take the field? Have you seen CeeDee Lamb? Have you seen Trayvon Diggs? Have you seen the guys that have to take the field? Listen, if Jerry Jones were asked to take the field, you'd need to get a smoke bomb to get him out of the owner's box. He'd be standing in a puddle of piss. Like, he's not going to make a tackle. He's not going to hit anybody. And what you develop when you don't pay your guys, when you don't reward the guys who do it the right way, what you develop is a room full of independent contractors. And you know what you can't win with independent contractors? You cannot win championships. End of story. You can't. So you can sit there and say it's a good deal, and they got great value, and they're going to have some first-round picks. How does that help them this year, and how does it help with a bunch of guys who are disgruntled because they know Micah Parsons is the real deal, and they know Micah Parsons earned it, and you screwed him.
Whew. Scathing for Mark Schlereth. And you know what? I think he's exactly right, Chelsea.
Yeah, and just so you know, that was on You Better You Bet, which is on this network. But I think there's several reasons why it does feel like this move is extremely inflammatory. Number one, to the players, like Mark Schlereth mentioned, because if you thought Cowboys culture was broken when Micah Parsons was appearing to sleep on the training table, how do you think it's going to be now? Like, when these players saw that you just gave up on a 26-year-old generational talent just because he wouldn't negotiate with you instead of his agent, which is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to talk to the agent. And then you look at Jerry Jones, and I feel like for a while now we've had this feeling that, okay, Jerry Jones has maybe lost a step or two. Now it feels like he's full-blown crazy, full-blown lost it. Doesn't it feel that way? Like, I feel like this is so bad that all those bandwagon fans that joined the Cowboys fan base in the 90s, I feel like they're packing up things and they're ready to move on. It's time to be a Yankees fan. It's time to be a Dodgers fan. Hell, what's Duke basketball up to? They've got to find a new team.
You got to do something. I mean, this is such a terrible move. And yeah, you get draft picks, but it's one thing to trade a player who's a good player. It's quite another to trade a generational defensive player. Micah Parsons is only 26 years old. He has led the National Football League in rushing the passer since his rookie year. Like, more so than Myles Garrett. No one pressures the quarterback more than Micah Parsons. He feels a massive need in Green Bay. And we have seen the numbers move in a big way. As soon as this happened, whether you think it's an overreaction or not, Parsons has gone from 7-1 to +550 to win NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And the Packers, now 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. They needed someone to get to the passer. That was one of their few weaknesses this season. And now, not only do they feel that need, they get a guy who's one of the best in the game. I just don't know what in the hell Jerry's thinking.
Yeah, when you say, oh, well, we got first-round picks. Well, you hope to God that you get somebody even half as good as Micah Parsons in the first round. Like, that's the hope, and you just traded him away. Like, you got it. You had it. You had the dream of getting somebody in the draft that's a generational player, and you just let him walk.
And he wanted to be in Dallas. Grew up a Cowboys fan, but Jerry forced him out, and now that is over. But what is just beginning is college football, and time to hand out our favorite plays.
Pick six.
Pick six. It's back, baby. And I'm starting in a town I don't even like. Waco. Waco tonight. Baylor, money line, +110. Hosting Auburn. I don't even like that fight song. Whatever. Dave Aranda and the Bears hosting Hugh Freeze from the SEC. And this is a big prove-it year for Hugh Freeze. 5-7 last year, 11-14 over the past 2 years. Brought in Jackson Arnold from Oklahoma. I didn't really like him as a Sooner. I don't know how I feel about him at Auburn. And Chelsea was saying that they may start or play three quarterbacks tonight. Okay. Good luck with that. Baylor has 14 returning starters. Sawyer Robinson back at quarterback. He's gotten better each and every single year. And Baylor won the final six games during the regular season before falling to LSU in the Texas Bowl. Bears tonight on the money line.
Yeah, absolutely. Fading Auburn and Hugh Freeze. What are we doing here with this offense? And also, Baylor is a good team. So on both accounts, great play, especially at plus money. If you want to watch it, Tigers and Bears take the field tonight in Waco at 8 Eastern.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, next up, let's go to another big game on the card this weekend and go number 8 Alabama at Florida State. I'm going to go with the over in this one, over 49.5. Do be aware that there is some weather that could be threatening in this one, but I do think both these teams can run the ball effectively. I think when you think that the underdog has at least a fighting chance in this one, you take the over instead of the spread, because I do think over the course of the game, Alabama will ground and pound its way to covering this number. But you look at Florida State and the dual threat quarterback they have in Thomas Castellanos, transfer from Boston College, and the new offensive coordinator in Gus Malzahn. Gus Malzahn does great with these type of dual threat quarterbacks in the offense that he runs. And plus, I know Florida State was downright terrible last year, going 2-10, but they've got 16 transfers projected to start. I think this offense is going to be a lot better. And plus, Alabama has Ryan Williams. You think Florida State's going to stop him? Let's go over 49.5 between Alabama and Florida State.
Oh, I like that pick, and I'm telling you, the smack talk alone was something that made me look at Bama. It's moved from 13.5 to 14. So I would lay the points with Bama, but I like your pick as well. It is a 2:30 Eastern kickoff tomorrow in Tallahassee.
Pick six.
Pick six. Let's head to Boulder, shall we? Georgia Tech laying 4.5 against Colorado. All over Georgia Tech in this one. That was fun last season, Colorado fans. Nice little run. 9-4, lost in the Alamo Bowl, but now Shedeur Sanders is gone, Travis Hunter is gone, and you replace Shedeur with Kadon Salter, quarterback, pretty good at Liberty over 3 years, but this is a downgrade. Colorado has not done a good job in the trenches of building up the defensive and particularly the offensive line, and that is where Georgia Tech is going to dominate this game. This is a well-coached Georgia Tech team. Brent Key, we know his teams are physical. They gave Georgia all it wanted last year, taking the Dogs to 8 overtimes, and Haynes King is back, a great dual-threat quarterback. Didn't like him at A&M, but now I love him at Georgia Tech. He's been very good. Let's go Georgia Tech -4.5 tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a squad play. The whole squad running on this one. And I think from a betting standpoint, a lot of gamblers know the name Brent Key because he has done so well in these big spotlight games, especially as an underdog. I understand that's not the situation here, but the point being, they live up to the moment when the moment is the brightest. So I like the fact that Georgia Tech is returning a lot of their skill position starters. They return the third most production of any team in the ACC. Meanwhile, I think Colorado is going to be reeling by losing two of their most significant players in quite some time. So that's going to be a squad play. Let's go with Georgia Tech laying the 4.5.
All right. It is an 8 o'clock Eastern kickoff tonight in Boulder, Colorado.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Ah, I've been waiting for this one. Texas money line against Ohio State. Oh, yeah. I keep hearing about Arch Manning not having any experience. He has more experience than Julian Sand, who had to battle for his life to win that starting quarterback job. I almost went to Columbus. I almost did. And then I thought, why would I want to go to Columbus? Hang around a bunch of townies, inhale some secondhand smoke? No thanks. I'll watch it from home or with some Longhorn fans here in D.C. Texas is the only team who has made the college football playoff in the last 2 years to the semifinals. To the semifinals. Yeah, you're the defending national champion. Now you have new coordinators on both sides of the football. Matt Patricia, Bill Belichick isn't here to save you, buddy. And also, Ohio State has a real weakness on the offensive line. They've been shuffling guys around. Even Ryan Day still hasn't said who's going to start, who's going to go where. So if you're Julian Sand, get to know Anthony Hill and Colin Simmons. Shake hands with them before the game because you will know them very well by the time this game is over. Ryan Day, your beard is blacker than black, and I don't like it. Weirds me out. Also, this week, I ordered a Texas t-shirt for my watch party, got it in yesterday, and they accidentally sent me a free cap as well, $35. I looked at the tag. That's great news. It's a great sign. Get up early if you're a Buckeyes fan in Columbus, because guess what? You're taking an L. Texas money line in Columbus.
Ooh, Jenks has been waiting since February to bet on this game. I don't know if you guys knew this, but he is reading message boards, you know, during the months of March and April. So, Jenks, I am happy for you. We'll be riding as a squad and hoping the Texas gets the job done on the road at Ohio State. If you want to watch it, it's a noon Eastern kick on Saturday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, to round out our pick six segment, how about another bet on one of the biggest games of the weekend? Number 9, LSU at number 4, Clemson. We're going to roll with the Tigers and the real Death Valley, and that is Clemson laying the 3.5 here. So this line has been moving a bit, but you can get a 3.5. It is available. So in the first of the season, you trust the team with the better returning starters. You trust the team that's been good in these situations, and you trust the better head coach. We all know the numbers on LSU and season openers. They have been terrible to open the season. Brian Kelly has not won a season opener since coming to LSU. And plus, this is a really good Clemson team, a team that could win a national championship. They've got 16 returning starters. That's second most of any team in the nation. And plus, it's at the key positions. Kate Klubnik, one of the favorites to win the Heisman. And plus, the difference in this one is the defenses. LSU was the third worst defense in the SEC last season, giving up 24 points per game. I don't think this is a great matchup for them, especially when you have to go on the road first game this season. Do I trust Brian Kelly? Hell no, I don't. So let's go. Clemson, laying the 3.5.
Oh, I am with you there. Who's going to be the first person to go on Twitter and be like, I like the Tigers in this game?
I'm sure it's already been done.
Yeah. It's the perfect college football dad joke. I'm with you, though. I like Clemson as I think Texas and Clemson, or at least I know I'm biased when it comes to Texas, but Clemson absolutely has a chance to win the national title, and Klubnik is a stud, even more so than Garrett Nussmeier. I think LSU takes another L in a season opener. Tigers and Tigers, 6:30 Eastern, Saturday night in Death Valley in South Carolina. Coming up next. Woo! We have handed out our favorite plays. Now let's get some insider analysis. Andre Adelson from ESPN is coming your way next. It is a Friday on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.